Hello and welcome back.
It's Bestie B here to tell you everything a best friend should, because I love you. I have had quite the influx of messages come in from you guys on loneliness. Okay, I think since the pandemic, to be honest and to be fair, things have just been a little off. It's not really human nature to be isolated. Everyone had a different experience within the pandemic. Some of you may have literally been alone. Some of you may have quarantined with other people, but I do think this has had a lasting impact. And I don't think we've honestly understood the consequences of that. Not that it was your fault or any of our fault. Like, what were we supposed to do? But I do think that there's an after effect to that. I also think that perhaps technology has definitely dampened our social skills. And, you know, nowadays it's all about dating apps. And the ability to make friends and find companionship is just not what it used to be. I don't think humans were necessarily designed to interact through apps, as we're finding out. But I do think that it is causing this weird effect. To be fair, I think a lot of us are feeling that loneliness, particularly with my 20-somethings. I get this message the most, and I hate that I'm saying 20-somethings because now I'm 30. I'm not in the club anymore. But I think the 20s are so hard because it's the first few years of your life where you are now not really forced to have companions. Elementary school, middle school, high school, you are surrounded by your peers whether you like them or not. So at least there's some sense of companionship. College, you know, still you have access to a lot of people. You probably had to have roommates 9 times out of 10. You know, there's still some companionship there. But then when you go into adulthood, it can go so many different directions. You know, you could move states. You could go somewhere you've never been before for a job. So many different things could happen that just making friends and finding companions a little difficult. And it's intimidating. I get it. Like, what are you supposed to do? Just like walk up to someone and start a conversation? Actually, probably yes. But so many of us don't want to do that. And so we're relying on technology and apps and social media to fill that gap. And that unfortunately is not going to fill the gap because technology was never meant to be a companion. And I think that's the disconnect here. Is we're all very lenient on social media to a degree, but it is not a replacement. So I'm going to go in today and try my best to give you some of the beautiful insights about being alone and not feeling lonely, because the two are different. Being alone is one thing, but being lonely is another thing. And I think if you change your perspective into what being alone is, you can enjoy it. And the reason I say just try to enjoy it is because it's not going to be here forever. 9 times out of 10, if you are watching my channel, I already know you are just a ray of sunshine and you will find companionship. It might take time. I'm from Dallas, but I moved back to Dallas. And when I did, I felt like the new girl all over again. But all it was is that it took time. You know, I moved back to my hometown and I didn't know half these people. Half the people I did know, everyone has different lives. I hadn't talked to them in years. I don't even know if they would want to hang out with me. Like, things are just different. It kind of felt like starting from step one again. However, you know, I've been here for a few years now. And I've found my circle. And I have to say, it's worth waiting for. So what I wish I did instead was just kind of chill out and enjoy the aloneness that I did have and just, you know, figure out what was really special about it. And looking back, I feel like there were things that I really loved about being the new girl and being alone that I would love to pass to you guys. So let's get into it. But before we do, I just want to remind you guys, I'm everywhere all at once now. This episode, you may be watching it on YouTube, but you also can see it on Spotify because they have video. Let's go. And it's also being distributed out as a podcast. So cool, so fun. You have options now. And you can also come hang out with me on Instagram and TikTok. I would love that. Hey, Bria Jones, come find me. I would love to hear from you guys in the comments. Anyways, let's get into it. So one of my favorite things about being alone was the ability to let down my mask. Whether you think you're probably masking yourself or not, more than likely you are, because it takes a lot of courage to just fully be yourself. Let's be real. Like, you're full weird self that is so cool and beautiful. But I even find myself masking who I am around AJ. Like, I don't like when he listens to me do YouTube videos because I have a crush on him. Even with the people you love and are comfortable with, you're still masking yourself to some degree, more than likely. You know, when I lived with my parents, I felt like I was masking myself all the time then too, because I was a little rascal. I used to be like more of a sailor with the cussing, and I still am. So you guys get mad at me sometimes for it. But my dad was a pastor. So I would have to like mask myself around my parents sometimes and not accidentally say things in front of them. So you know what I mean? Like, it's just little things where you don't realize that you're muting so much of your personality. And when you are obviously alone, you have the opportunity to let that down. And here's the thing. You're like, well, cool, Bria. Like, I can be my fucking self. Yeah. But here's the cool thing about that is I think the more you can tap into actually being your unmasked, unfiltered self, the way you go out into the world and everything that you touch is just significantly better. It really is. Like, for example, with social media, it's very important to be your authentic self. People pick up on it. It's a vibe. It's not a thing. Like, you can sit here and be like all giddy giddy in front of the camera, but it's an energy thing. People feel your presence. And if you are not being yourself, it's kind of obvious. There's something off. And I can sniff it out now because I am that. I used to be that. I know what it looks like. And it makes me not as good as at my job if I can't tap into my authentic self. So any opportunity or any environment that fully allows me to let that down, I have to put myself in that. I have to find people who allow me to do that, you know, the whole nine yards. But when you're alone, okay, you really have an opportunity to do whatever the hell you want. It's liberating. Hell, you can walk around with your booty cheeks out, with your tatas out. You can do whatever you want. And truly, that is liberating. Like, there's nothing better than walking around naked. There's nothing better than dancing around naked with everything flopping. Tell me what's more freeing. You can't. So do it. Do some weird shit. I don't know. No one's gonna know. But tap into like who you are at your core and stop trying to worry about being cool. You know what I'm saying? Learn to love that because you're not gonna have it forever. Hell, when you have kids, you're probably gonna be like, oh my God, I wish I was walking around, flopping my titties, dancing around. You're not gonna have that forever. So you better enjoy it now. Another way I think we can try to feel less lonely and enjoy being alone is by developing a hobby outside of your goddamn phone. Scrolling on TikTok is not a hobby. I hate to tell you, it's not. And I think that that's part of the issue for some of us is that we're like, I'm not good at anything. No, you probably are good at a lot of things, but you just haven't tried to be good at anything because you're not looking at your time as a luxury. And it really is a luxury. I need you to go figure out how to make a cuisine from scratch. I'll tell you what, it might take out 2 hours of your day. And if you're truly feeling lonely, to be able to pass time away like that is honestly such a great little hack. For me, I've actually been trying to learn how to knit again. I used to take a knitting class in fifth grade and I was kind of good. I could make a nice little scarf. So I'm trying to get back into it. I would love to like make little, I don't know, cute scarves and potentially learn how to make a hat. My mom has cancer, so I thought it would be cool if I could learn how to make a hat again. But so far, everything I've made is ugly. So I'm not going to give that to her. But yeah, it's a reason for me to tap into something outside of my phone. So that's been a big goal for me. And I realized that part of my loneliness really stems from over consuming social media and seeing everyone live their fun little lives and seeing their friends. And you know, that's natural human nature to feel a sense of FOMO and maybe jealousy, whatever. But yeah, you start to think, man, I am alone. I don't have friends. But if you weren't on social media, you probably were never going to be thinking about it. You know what I mean? So it's like, put the phone down, because I think sometimes it just opens up the can of worms that we didn't even need to go there. We were having a good ass day till you saw Becky Boo with her crew at brunch, and now you mad because you're not at brunch with your girls. Like, it's coming for you, but you don't need to be mad. You need to go make yourself a little brunch, okay? Have some fun, watch your soaps. It's gonna be okay. Another thing that I want you guys to consider doing is just filling your time with fun. It doesn't have to be a hobby, but I need you to have fun. The reason I wanted to put this one in here particularly is because one of my greatest acts was when I felt lonely, it was like the domino to kickstart a very bad mental breakdown. And what I mean by that is I would be like, oh, like I'm alone. And then I would be like, oh, like everybody hates me. And then I would be like, oh, like remember that time in third grade when I said that one thing to that girl? Like seriously, she probably still hates me. Do you see where I'm going with this? I don't know if anyone can, this might be really, really niche. This might be a niche one, but it's called ruminating. Okay. And what I want you to be cognizant of is when you're doing that, because why? That is so unnecessary. I was such a professional at that last year. I truly believe it contributed greatly to the depressive episode that I fell into, because it was just like my brain would just search for how can I hate myself today? Oh, well, I didn't do anything recently. So let's go back to third grade when I said that really fucked up thing to another third grader. Yeah, up. I'm so serious. So if I find myself like in that position now, it's like a nope, I need to go do something fun. And that's why I needed to add this one for you, because it doesn't have to be a hobby per se. Go do something that you enjoy doing. I don't freaking care what that is. Go on a walk, go FaceTime a friend, go watch something that's gonna make you laugh. Find ways to have fun that don't necessarily encourage you to go down these dark mental paths. Go walk around Target, go to the park and just watch shit. Look around. Life is so cool. I'm so serious. It really is. Loneliness, if you ask me, is just a sign that you are misusing your time. You're not filling it in the best possible way. And you really have the opportunity to do so. So take it. Go do something. You could do anything. You are in the position to spontaneously just go get on a plane. If that's your version of fun and you have the funds for it, baby, I don't know, call Spirit Airlines. Maybe don't. Actually don't. But you know what I'm saying. That's part of my point, is that you have the opportunity to be like really fucking selfish. I promise you, like I said, you're not going to be lonely forever. One day you're probably going to have kids that won't stop saying, mommy, mommy. And you're going to be like, oh my fucking God, I can't believe I didn't enjoy my 20s being really lonely. And you're sitting here complaining about it. Girl, you better go have some fun. You better be selfish. Go book a massage. Like, go do something, because I promise you, you're gonna make up for it. And then you're gonna be like, what was I thinking? Lonely where? You're gonna wish you were lonely one day. It's all perspective, baby. It's all perspective. And one thing I will say about my 20s is I was very selfish. I had so much fun. If I wanted to just get up and go travel somewhere, that's what I did. AJ, you coming with me? Nope. See you later. Look, you ain't about to stop me. I'm gonna have my fun. I'm gonna be selfish. Like, what do you mean? So it's really up to you to decide. I think that while you're in the middle of your 20s, you don't realize truly the privilege of your selfishness, especially if you're kid free. But if you're not kid free, you know, it might be a little different. But yeah, be selfish. Know when it's time to get out of the house. Okay. This is big for me. I feel like when I was in my lonely era, I felt like I had to be in the house for some reason. And again, this is where I look at my personal habits. And I think that this is where the pandemic has subconsciously affected some of my behaviors, because I became obsessed with being home. When I could go outside, I could go see a friend, I could go do something, but I always chose to stay home. Last year, I would have rather been in my bed thinking over everything that I hate about myself than getting out. When you get outside the house, I promise you, it's less easy to do weird things with your mind. Even just driving for me sometimes will help, because I'm doing something. I'm trying to drive my car without crashing it. That is a task that I need to focus on. So it takes my mind off of all the things that are making me feel lonely and just like I'm missing out on life right now. No, go somewhere. Go do something. Go explore something new. But get out of the house, especially like going back to the point on, if you find yourself going down this rabbit hole with your brain, you need to physically leave your house. I'm so serious. You need to go get some sunlight. I don't care if you just walk across the street or whatever. You need to go on a little walk and exit from your house, or go run an errand, whatever errand you can find. Being alone is a perfect opportunity to find your sense of identity. Another message that I get from a lot of 20-somethings is how so many of them feel like they don't have an identity. They don't know what they stand for. They don't know what they want. They don't know where they want to be. And what's so great about being alone is you have the opportunity to figure that out, because you can go find hobbies. You can go find things you're passionate about, more than likely without too many responsibilities, right? Hopefully. But if you can allow yourself to tap into what you're passionate about, what's fun, where your morals lie, what do you care about, what's important to you as a human, what do you want to contribute to this world? This is the perfect time to ask yourself these questions. How do you want to make an impact in the world? How do you want to help people? How can you make being on Earth a little bit better for everybody else? Because the answer, spoiler, is that you can. But have you sat with yourself long enough to think about these things? Alone time is so great to do that. Journal down these things. Journal what you're feeling. Journal what matters to you. Journal the anxieties you have. Journal the goals that you have. Figure out who you are. Because in your 20s especially, this is a confusing, conflicting time where you really have to sit with yourself and say, what do I like? Who am I? Because what I realized in my 20s was I had been a big conglomerate of all the things that influenced me. The high school people I hung out with, celebrities, my parents. And then when I got on my own, I started to unravel things. And I said, why did I do that? Why did I choose to go this route? Why did I choose to do XYZ? I started to question my actions years after I had done them because I had the time to do that in my 20s. And what I realized is there were so many layers of myself that I needed to peel off in order to find me again, because there had been years and years of buildup, all the other outside influences, and I wasn't really aware that it was happening. So don't freak out if you feel this sense of loss of direction. We will all find our way, but you need to sit with yourself to do that. And I think that can be a very uncomfortable thing because we just don't sit with our thoughts. It might make you question things about yourself that you don't really want to think about, but just understand that this is such a beautiful, necessary part of your evolvement. You can't grow into who you want to be without understanding who you are today. So take that time to like date yourself and really peel back those layers and make a conscious effort to show up as who you really want to be moving forward. And one of my favorite things about being alone and not feeling lonely is the ability to just like find shows and movies and whatever media that captures my attention. It's probably a form of escapism, but that's fun to be able to veg out and just kind of forget about the world and fall into a storyline in a really good movie or a really good TV show or a really good book. You know, you can really just take up your time in a fun way by escaping into a really fun story. And I recommend that you do that. For years, I did not watch TV. I'm not kidding. I just started watching TV again. And I feel like I'm such a happier person because I have something to look forward to every day when I find a really good one. You know, I have to have like that binge-worthy stuff. Like I need to be obsessed with the show in order for me to commit to it. I just finished watching Fool Me Once on Netflix. Joe Birkin, Maya Birkin. Could you watch Lily for me? If you know, you know. Judith. But I loved that show. And, you know, I kind of like give myself an episode a day, like a little doggy treat. It makes my day fun and I look forward to it. You know, it's always really sad when the show ends, but me and AJ, like that was kind of our thing while we were watching it. And I would make dinner. I would have like my whole routine and I would eat my dinner while watching Fool Me Once. So now I'm trying to find another show, which by the way, if you have another show that's equally as binge worthy as Fool Me Once, please let me know because it's hard to top that one. That was a good one. Joe Birkin. Anyways, podcast. Hell, listen to mine. You feel lonely? Let's talk. I'm here. I'm here all the time. If you haven't watched every single one of my videos, don't be talking about you lonely. Okay? Come on. Come on. Let's talk. Would love to know any movies. I'm gonna give you guys some of my favorite ones that I've watched. Search Party. That one's on HBO. I think so good. I think there's 2 seasons. The writing in that is amazing. There's another one. Oh God, what was it called? Severance. Oh my God. And we just saw that Severance is coming out with another season soon, which I know if you watched Severance, we've been waiting. So Severance is amazing. It's about like these people that get a chip in their brain and they go to work and they're like stuck in this like awful corporate space, and then they take the chip out and they go to their families and they have this other life they don't even remember. They don't remember their life at work. It's completely separate. It's creepy, it's dystopian, and it's honestly like a huge fucking analogy for a lot of things, but I'm gonna let you guys figure that out. That would probably be my first recommendation for you to watch. Check this out and give me your recommendations. Okay, and then my last note on being alone, not feeling lonely, why don't you step into your host era? This is an opportunity for you to take initiative. If you're feeling lonely and you do actually know people and have even a few companions at work, or you know your neighbors or whatever, can you take the initiative to say, hey, like I'm doing XYZ. I would love to have you guys over for dinner. I'm going to order like Chinese or whatever. Would love to have you. Take initiative. I think part of this whole loneliness epidemic is that we don't want to make the first move, and you need to make the first move because who gonna do it? Go up to the girl in your Pilates class who you think is so freaking stunning. You love her outfit. Start talking to her when you see her in class and then say, hey, want to go get a coffee together? Would love to talk, like blah, blah, blah. Start taking initiative. Is it weird? Probably going to feel weird. But if someone did it to me, like I think about that, I'm like, I wouldn't think that that's weird. If someone invited me to come over for dinner that I see on a regular basis or run into every now and then and had conversations with. If this is a person that I've never really met, that would be like, okay, what? But if I continually have conversations with this person, you know, warm up to them. Like, I don't know, like kind of approach it like dating, I guess. Just don't overthink it. It's really not that deep. So there was a girl that goes to my gym and she came up to me and she asked me about my nails. She's like, who does your nails? You always have cute nails. She was asking about my nails and my nail tech and I gave her the information. And then through that, like we followed each other on social media and we just kiki back and forth here and there. And sometimes we'll try to like schedule to go to the gym at the same time. So you know what I'm saying? It's like one little interaction about my nails ended up being like the formation of a companionship. But I need you guys to like boss up and start talking to people, okay? Get in your host era, invite people over if you're comfortable with that, or maybe invite people to go to lunch, go grab coffee, go to a workout with you. Just start asking. The worst they can say is I can't, and okay, and. But yeah, I need you guys to loosen up a little bit, have a little fun, and understand that loneliness is not the worst thing in the world. It is temporary. And I need you to remind yourself that, especially when you're going through it, this is a temporary thing. If you need to call a friend, FaceTime a friend, if you're really, really experiencing like those down moments, do that. Lean on people around you so that you can kind of pull yourself out of those moments. But now you have a list of things that can also help you, and I hope that it is helpful. If you guys have other suggestions on how to dilute the feeling of loneliness and enjoy being alone, leave them in the comments as per usual, and yeah, help each other out. But thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you liked this one. And if you did, make sure to leave us a good review, a thumbs up wherever you're watching. And as always, I'll see you guys next week.